In your overview in IUCN, you've seen various countries kind of develop capacity and protected areas management. Do you think the World Heritage Convention has played a part in that?
I think it must have. Although, you know, I think that there isn't enough, from my point of view, there isn't enough coordination between people who look after the World Heritage Convention, the World Heritage Center, and the other part of IUCN's work, all the people and the National Parks Commissions and whatever that are working on the other ways of protecting the planet. In this case, I'm speaking about the natural sites, which is what I know. And I think if there would be some more collaboration, if UNESCO weren't so political, I wouldn't mind seeing all of the ways of protecting being under one roof, one center doing this. But it would be impossible in this political type of an organization, frankly. Even in IUCN's organization, the people looking after World Heritage are sitting in the same division as the people looking after the other ways of protecting the planet, but they don't really work together all the time.